And the stakes are high. Google says millions of people in over 120 countries have been victims of scams enabled by Lighthouse. Millions of dollars are being swindled every year.
But if these defendants are in China, how does the U.S. court system reach them over there?
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. I mean, that's a tough piece. Making it even harder, Elsa, is the fact that at this stage, Google doesn't even know who these people are. In the court filing, they're referred to as Does 1 through 25. That's Doe as in John or Jane Doe.
Right.
Google named some of the social media handles that they were allegedly using. I reached out to them through the Telegram messaging app. Uh-huh. Most didn't reply. One of them did reply. He denied knowledge of this or any involvement in the Lighthouse Enterprise. But here's the thing. Getting them into court right now is not the point. Here's Google's general counsel, Halima Delaine Prado.
The goal is deterrence.
So she says what Google wants is a ruling from the court, an injunction that says Lighthouse's activity is illegal, and then that's something that Google can then work with.
It allows us a legal basis on which to go to other platforms and services and ask for their assistance in taking down different components of this particular illegal infrastructure.
Right, so they could potentially team up with, say, messaging platforms or web hosting companies or others who may or may not know that they're facilitating Lighthouse's transnational operation to start taking it apart.